My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you, and God bless.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry. And by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And I'm very, very pleased to welcome to the program my good friend. And I had him on earlier this week, and it's so great to get reconnected with Scott Lively. Scott, welcome. It's great to have you with me.
Good to be back in with you, Greg.
So I wanted to visit with you in particular about this, your book, The Pink Swastika, and, and the LGBTQ element of what is happening, the assault on our kids, the assault on our education system. According to, I mean, there are polls that are out there that indicate now that between the ages of 18 and 25, the numbers anywhere between 20 and 40% of that group of young people who consider themselves to be a part of or somehow connected to, they see themselves as one of those LGBT.
They're self-identifying as LGBT.
Yeah.
And that, of course, that's all totally predictable.
Mm-hmm.
I was warning about that 30 years ago, that sexual orientation is a state of mind.
Yeah.
Right? It's not a physical reality. It's not grounded in your DNA or your physiology. In fact, physiologically, we're all either male or female. There's only two sexes. It's built into our DNA. And homosexual identity, really, there's no such thing as a homosexual, except in the sense that someone can be a carpenter, right? Something that you do, it's a way that you think about yourself. It's not something, an identity created by God. You know, you're not created as a homosexual. You're a person who's created as a heterosexual who chooses to indulge yourself in homosexual dysfunction or and in the other perversions that are related to the sexual minority community. And so it's completely predictable.
Warned about this, Scott. I mean, I was right there. You know, I think that was one of the things that brought you and I together, you know, 10 years ago. Because I was talking about this and I fought this out in California with the guy that was the leader of the, organization to, get the constitutional amendment for marriage between a man and a woman into the Constitution of California. You know, I had the pleasure of meeting him and
who was that?
You know, to remember his name right now. It's not coming to me.
I was the state director for the American Family Association in California for a while. And my law practice was based in Temecula and I had, I moved there from Sacramento, the state capital where I'd worked with the key people in the pro-family battle. But, you know, California has always been sort of a groundbreaker for the left on all the issues, especially
if you mention a couple of the names, I might remember.
I don't know who handled that particular. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But it's we're both very familiar with the California scene.
Yeah. The point of it is that we warned people over and over again that, you know, if you legalize sodomite unions, if you say that they're going to be the law and you don't codify, and it has to be done at the state level, there isn't anything in the Constitution about marriage per se. It has to be decided at the state level and at the local level. And states did decide, 32 of them, in fact.
35.
Was it 35 at the time? Yeah.
Yeah, there were 35 states that passed the Defense of Marriage Act. But there's a long, long history that goes to this. And that the goal of normalizing sexual perversion goes all the way back to the deepest roots of cultural Marxism. Cultural Marxism is distinct from communism, socialism, and Nazi-style fascism, in that those three all have an economic sort of context in which they work to subvert Judeo-Christian society. But all of their efforts failed because they left the natural family fabric of the society intact.
Okay.
Cultural Marxism emerged to correct that deficiency. And it targets the natural family and works to break down the family, recognizing it's the major barrier to the sexual revolution. Of course, the sexual revolution is the primary tactic of the left for softening the nations of the world for inclusion in a eventual one world government. And that you can't do it unless you break the family up first. So Herbert Marcuse, the pioneer of cultural Marxism, said that the barrier to Marxist control was the repressive order of procreative sexuality, his quote. And that the solution was the disintegration of the monogamic and patriarchal family. Right. And that, since the 30s, that has been the strategy. In the United States, the means of getting to political power, was always to get constitutional recognition of homosexuality as protected behavior. And they started pursuing that all the way back at the beginning of the 20th century. Their strategy was that they would get the Supreme Court to recognize homosexuality as a fundamental right, right? See, up until 1986, you know, see, Bowers versus Hardwick killed that strategy. Is they had worked to get homosexuality included within the scope of the right to privacy,
right,
which was introduced as a legal concept by Justice Brandeis, whose parents were Frankist Jews, whose morality, Frankism actually focused on actually promoting the perversion of all kinds, right, as a theological necessity. It's very bizarre. Brandeis grew up in that household and then introduced the right to privacy into the Supreme Court. That was the steed that they were riding toward constitutional protection on. Then in 1986, they finally got their shot, and the court under Byron White, who was a JFK appointee, by the way, the last true conservative justice on the Supreme Court, he slammed the door on that, writing for the majority that to suggest that homosexuality is somehow implicit in the concept of ordered liberty, is at best facetious.
Right.
And then there was a very strongly worded concurrence by Warren Burger, who was the Chief Justice, that was dead. They couldn't go anywhere with that. And up until that point, they had always, you know, there'd always been a belief by some that homosexuals are born that way or whatever, but it wasn't that big of a deal. They weren't pushing that. It wasn't sort of a monolithic belief system.
Mm-hmm.
But once the Supreme Court slammed the door on the fundamental right strategy, you know, because it's under the 14th Amendment, anything that's in constitutional law, in federal law, is binding on the states if it's a fundamental right.
Right.
And then fundamental rights were extended through this idea of the right to privacy to different things. And anyway, that with that door slammed, they then switched to an alternate pathway to legal legitimacy.
Okay.
That involved the Equal Protection Clause. And that, and they were going to get, but in order to do that, in order to get minority status and get equal protection as a minority, they had to meet a constitutional test that included immutability, meaning it's unchangeable status, a history of discrimination, which they could establish to a degree, and political powerlessness. And so everything shifted to a strategy in which they claimed, you know, the born that way argument really became a dogma after 1986,
which they had to shift to, Scott, in their because the other door, the other pathway, had been closed. It's interesting, right. And let me just throw this, because it's interesting when you look at his speech. I actually read a part of his speech in the last segment of the program. It says they refuse to accept the results of a free election, which is a joke. We could go for days about that issue. And they're working right now as I speak in state after state to give power to decide elections in America to partisans and cronies, MAGA forces are determined to take this country backwards to an America where there is no right to choose, no right to privacy, no right to contraception, no right to marry who you love. This is, in other words, and this is how I laid this out, that you're to a right to kill babies, a right to sodomy, and a right to gender mutilate our children.
Yeah, it's the sexual revolution. See, LGBT isn't just a collection of sexual minorities. It's a chronology of social change, right? Lesbianism, right, was the very first to be normalized because it's the least offensive to men. Then male homosexuality followed on the heels of that.
Mm-hmm.
Then bisexuality, which really means no limitations. It's really polyamory when you get right down to it.
Right.
It's bisexuality opens the door to unlimited numbers of partners, etc.
Well, and they used Jacqueline Bisset as the poster child for that, remember, in the early 70s.
Yeah. It's a whole sequence. It's a chronology of steps. And then now, you know, they completed the first three steps, LGB, really with the 2015 Obergefell v. Hodges gay marriage ruling. And then bisexuality really just sort of exploded at that point with the whole polyamorous culture. It's spread. It's throughout our society now. You know, there's no limitations on sexuality. A huge number of women now have adopted this bisexual identity in order to appeal to, you know, pornography influenced men. And then transgenderism, of course, immediately emerged as the next category.
We're going to take a quick break and we'll get back into that. And there's a tie into that. And I've talked a lot about the document, The Overhauling of Straight America.
Yes, must read.
And absolutely. And in that document, one of the things that it says is that the furthest edge of acceptability is pedophilia and NAMBLA, which is the North American Man-Boy Love Association, which ties directly into this whole transgender. We'll be back after this.
Yes.
I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's not a habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at CGRWellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
We're going back on. All right. Yeah. We'll talk more in the next break, because I've got another story to tell you about my good friend who has stayed with me, whose family friends were fleeing, and the Russians pulled her husband and daughter out of the car and shot them in the head point blank, and then raped her so severely that it took 27 stitches to put her back together. And she's in a sanitarium right now.
That's evil stuff, but I don't think that's Russian policy.
Well, that's what they're doing, according to this pastor. And in the village next to him, just 10 kilometers away, the Russian soldiers murdered the pastor in that village. Came into the village, killed all the civilians, pulled them out in the street and shot them. And then killed the pastor. And here's the thing. He was born in Russia. His own mother still lives in Russia. Didn't believe that these things were happening until he went and showed her the video of what they were doing.
Are we on the air?
Yeah. Yeah, we just popped on the air. Sorry. I couldn't hold it.
Okay.
We couldn't hold it. But I'm just letting you know what I know about.
My perspective on all this, this goes to the audience who's just sort of, you know.
Sorry. Yeah. We were talking in the break, folks, and I apologize. And I want to get back to our main topic. Because it's not about making points or whatever. We were talking about some of the stuff that's going on. And it does tie together in this sense that it's all about the Marxist efforts to overthrow our country and other world powers who have the same desire. Everybody, all of these entities, understand that in order for the new world order to happen, the United States of America has to be destroyed.
Well, yeah, that's right. And they've been working on that for a long time. It's really Judeo-Christian civilization has to be overthrown.
Yeah.
and America as the first best long-lasting constitutional republic in the history of the world.
Yes, sir.
Really has been has Christianized the world. And that now is all being unraveled because the Marxists have taken over our country. And I don't think in terms of our perspectives on foreign policy and things like that are happening, like in Ukraine and all that, there's the overarching big picture realities. And then there are anecdotal incidents on the ground that play to both sides, and that you can always find soldiers in any war that are going to act outside the scope of policy and commit atrocities. That's just the nature of war. But from the top-down perspective, you know, the piece that I wrote this morning, we got off on this during the break.
Yeah.
I've written a piece that I'm going to publish today titled Dark Brandon Rising. And I believe that really Obama's speech using Biden as an avatar, right? That's really what's going on here. And it's funny, but it's not funny.
No, because, it's not, you know, but I hear what you're saying.
Biden is just a skin suit. For the fundamental transformer.
Every morning, Klein and Rice go and see Obama before they go and brief Biden on what's going to happen. That is a bona fide fact. I've confirmed that now with three more sources.
And I don't even need to know that fact to know that it's true. This is Obama is, in my perspective, is the closest candidate for the Antichrist in my lifetime. I believe that he is an extraordinarily evil man, that he is the one who orchestrated all of the change that we're facing. It's the reason why all the spheres of culture in America are all corrupt. The sports, even sports.
Yep.
Every aspect of it, this is all Obama. Yeah. He's the one behind what's going on, even in Ukraine. Obama, Soros, the Clintons, and the Bidens, it's a criminal conspiracy to enslave the Ukrainian population and to plunder their riches, which they've been doing for a decade and a half.
Yeah.
Anyway, leading up to what happened here.
Right.
And it's all part of a strategy for maintaining American hegemony. Right. In banking and oil and world finance, which would have been great, which I would be completely 100% behind if it hadn't been for the fact that the cultural Marxists took over our country and have redefined democracy to basically prioritize every form of evil that exists, especially sexual perversion.
Yeah.
And so now the most evil people in the world are not in Iran. They're not in Russia. They're not in China. They're in Washington, D.C. And that they're the ones who are leading us into World War III. The Russians are very close to completing the special military operation. Ukraine's counteroffensive was humiliatingly defeated. And even now the U.S. military is publicly distancing itself from what's happening in Ukraine.
We're going to take a quick break. We got to take a break. It's a hard break.
All right.
We'll be back. We will. We'll be back right after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive 4-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers' patented layers make them ultra-comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And my very dear friend Scott Lively is with us. And we're just, man, we're this great conversation. Great conversation. Let's get back to the moral side of this, because I think that that is so critically important. That's a battle right now, especially for parents. Parents are just waking up to realizing what's happening to their kids. And we had kind of, before we jumped into that little kind of segue that we did in the last segment, we were breaking down into, we talked about L, G, and B, and we were getting to the transgender and the impact of transgenderism and what that's doing. Drag queens in classrooms, drag queens in churches, drag queens, kids being taken to bars and having drag shows. I mean,
as much as all that is infuriating, it's not really the biggest problem. Because transgenderism itself is, see, everything that they, that has been happening with the sexual revolution over in this sequence of things is dismantling Judeo-Christian civilization from the tips of the branches to the roots, right? Mm-hmm. And that, that one step at a time, they have been destroying God's perspective and replacing it with their own. Transgenderism represents the deepest roots of what it's what it means to be a human, right? That's what it means to be a human, is that we are created in the image of God, male and female. And that is implicit in our DNA. It's unchangeable. And yet that's what's under attack. The idea that we have this binary heterosexual identity as human beings, that's what transgenderism is assaulting. And that there is a hidden, as I said the last time we were together, that there's a hidden T behind transgenderism, that at the same time as transgenderism is being normalized, transhumanism is emerging right behind it. Transhumanism is preparing to take all of the young people that are being conditioned to think of their sexual identity and their humanness as something malleable and subjective, and preparing them to be the guinea pigs for the transhumanist future, in which a new form of human being is created by mankind himself with augmentation, artificial intelligence, robotics, genetic engineering, all those things combined together in order to perfect humanity and create something beyond Homo sapien.
Right.
This is Luciferian straight out of the garden. This is going from the promise of Satan with the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, that you will be like gods, to the tree of life, in which God foreclosed from humanity and put the flaming swords to protect it, so that we wouldn't then become immortal. And that's what transhumanism is about. Immortality through the completion of the eugenics philosophy of the self-perfection of man through technology. And transgenderism is the preparation for that, that's happening right in front of our eyes. And our children's minds are being raped, and their whole psyche is being transformed, so that they're living under a strong delusion that makes them susceptible for all the evils that come next.
Well, I had Dr. Robert Marks on, and we were talking about, and he was, you know, has been working to expose this whole idea of an AI church. And there is actually an artificial intelligence church.
Yeah.
Where they are trying to introduce AI into, you know.
Lying wonders.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
The metaverse. You know, the metaverse is really the Matrix coming to life.
Yeah.
Where you've got a completely alternative artificial universe. Where all the rules are man-made, and where you basically live through an avatar. Avatarianism is something that is developing. Let's mention that, you know, Joe Biden is an avatar of Barack Obama, and all of us, when we take a false name and we go and comment under a news story, we are functioning in the same manner. And there is a very distinct parallel between avatarianism and demonic possession. A human being operating through an avatar is really not much different than a demon operating through a human host. And all this is conditioning. It's all conditioning us for a way of thinking, that is, you know, last days, very last days, final days.
Final days.
Illusion.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, and that is, you know, I was praying into what Biden had said. And God gave me some very specific scriptures to look at. The first set being out of Isaiah chapter 5, which ties into, you know, that which is good is evil and that which is evil is good. But then, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, which is what you're talking about, the great delusion, right?
Yeah.
That's going to be released. And then Romans chapter 1.
Yeah.
You know,
and all those are directly on point. And 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 really is one of the best New Testament showcases of the Antichrist. in all the Bible. And it says that, it's the man of perdition, who emerges in a time of apostasy, right? And
yeah.
That's what we're seeing right now. Apostasy. The AI church is something bizarre to us. But in the context, an AI church can produce lying wonders. Like there, you know, if you're immersed in the metaverse, all those things, the most impossible things are reality to you, especially if your mind actually starts to be transitioned into accepting that, like the Matrix as your reality.
Right. And here's the problem. The problem too is that you can't throw out the baby with the bathwater because God still does miracles. God still heals. God still raises the dead. God still causes the deaf to hear and the blind to see and the lame to walk. All of those things are still happening. However, one has to be very discerning in knowing whether or not you're dealing with the Lord or whether you're dealing with the demonic.
Well, and that is that the solution to all of this, and all of these different problems is to, first of all, to abide in Christ, and to stay firmly rooted in the natural world and to affirm its truth in the face of every, bit of nonsense that's operating. And the truth spoken plainly and clearly to a human being is more powerful than the deceptions of the enemy, if they actually can perceive what you're saying themselves. If you can stand with someone who is suffering delusions and stand with them on the shoreline and look at the stars and the skies and the waves lapping at your feet, then it's far easier to be able to contrast that truth with the delusions that they have adopted through the raping of their minds.
Right.
And so that really is, it's really the only solution. We cannot function in the artificial world without losing our greatest weapons, because the natural world cannot be brought into the artificial world, right? The two are incompatible. You have to stay in the natural world. You speak into the artificial world to rescue people out from it, to bring them out from it.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to be completely grounded in it. You have to spend as much time as you can in nature yourself, right? Out in the, you know, not on the internet, not constantly on your phone or on your computer. You need to be interacting with the creation of God and to be renewed as a part of that creation and to be restored in your thinking as to what it means to be a human being and what the creation is really all about, and to be able to recognize all the counterfeit alternatives that the devil has been fostering.
Yeah. Well, which is a different reality from what's actually real. And
every single thing. You see, you started with evolution. You were talking about evolution.
Yes.
In your
yes.
previous hour, right?
Yep.
That's one of the biggest. It's everything that the devil does in order to deceive us has to be plausible, because
right.
we're thinking rational people inherently. Mm-hmm. And so in order to deceive somebody, the devil has to use subtlety, right? The further you get into a reprobate mind, the less subtle he has to be, because
right.
your confusion allows you to be more easily deluded further. But at the starting point, he has to use the most subtle reasoning available in order to hook you in. And then once you've accepted something false as true in the place of a truth, that becomes the doorway in which he's able to enter into your mind and heart and drag you further down the trail toward hell.
And that was why, you know, I said, you know, Williams Jennings Bryan was really not prepared for the argument. They suggest that he won, but the reality in my mind is he didn't win, because he really opened up the door in the Scopes trial and gave validity to the other side that doesn't exist, that isn't real. It's all smoke and mirrors. All right, we'll be back right after this.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you, and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My very special friend that's with me is Scott Lively. And I want to encourage you, by the way, scottlively.net. ScottLively.net. You can watch his podcast there. You can also sign up for his emails. He has some just incredible information. I love to read Scott's emails that I get from him, and would encourage you to get signed up there as well. ScottLively.net. Scott, as in our closing segment, I want to bring this back to your studies relative to the pink swastika and the parallelisms between what that was and what we have now and the rise of that militance within our own U.S. Yeah. structure.
Well, Germany was the dress rehearsal for the U.S. or for what's happened in the U.S. The global LGBT movement really, came to power in Germany from the 1860s, all the way up through the Third Reich. The most primitive roots of the modern LGBT movement really go back to the Marquis de Sade, according to their own historians.
Okay.
But as the political movement really began, in the 1860s with Karl Heinrich Ulrich, the so-called grandfather of gay rights, who was a homosexual, wanting to overturn the paragraph 175 of the German legal code that criminalized sodomy. And a whole movement was built around that. He had a weird sort of quasi-occult philosophy and ideology that said that that homosexuals were under the ninth muse, right? It's all kind of tied up in occultism. Yeah. And that male homosexuals were really female souls trapped inside men's bodies and reverse for lesbians.
Wow.
He called the men earnings and the women dalings. He had his own terminology and everything. And that essentially that really meant that male homosexuals were really women, right? And that was extremely offensive to the masculine-oriented homosexuals. You see, homosexual dysfunction, gender identity disorder, it spans a whole spectrum.
Right.
From extreme femininity on one side to extreme masculinity on the other side, all across the whole spectrum.
The whole, and the Hellenistic idea as well, right?
Right. And the butch side, the masculine side, they sort of reached back to the ancient Greeks, the Spartans. Greece had mandatory induction of boys into the military where they were given to homosexuals for military training. And that's just a fact of history.
Wow.
And the butch homosexuals of pre-Nazi Germany, you know, they sort of revolted against Ulrich's theories that were then carried on by Magnus Hirschfeld during the Nazi period. And this schism that emerged that pitted the butch homosexuals against the femmes really explains all of the persecution of homosexuals that did exist. I mean, it wasn't on a huge scale, but it was noticeable. And the ones who did actually go were sent to work camps, labor camps mostly, not the death camps, unless they happen to be Jewish or Slavic. There is some facts.
But they were effeminate.
Right. Those were the effeminate ones. Okay. Although there were, after the Rome purge, see, Ernst Röhm was the most famous homosexual of the early Nazis. He was recruited into homosexuality by Gerhard Rossbach, who was the founder of the Rossbachbund, a German association of former World War I soldiers who are all homosexuals. The Treaty of Versailles limited the German society to the military to 100,000 men in arms, putting out an enormous number of soldiers out of work.
Okay.
And the nationalists, they kept them all organized under the control of the junior officers in these Freikorps, they were called. And they posed as sporting groups and things like that. The Rossbachbund was one of those Freikorps, exclusively homosexual. And distinct from the others because the other ones were still wearing the uniforms from the gray uniforms from World War I of the military. The Rossbachbund was wearing the brown uniforms that from the colonies that Germany had lost in Africa during World War I. And so they became known as the brown shirts. And that's the origin of the brown shirts. It was the Rossbachbund, and Rossbach recruited Ernst Röhm into homosexuality, who became the power behind the throne, actually was more powerful than Hitler in the early years of the Nazi Party.
And there is a correlation, because look what's happening in our own military. In our military now, when they did away with don't ask, don't tell, they yeah. started moving towards, if you didn't, I mean, I've had chaplain friends that were attacked for this and so on. If you don't embrace homosexuality in our military today, then you're out. And I actually wrote a soldier's story that was predicated on facts about a soldier that was raped over in Afghanistan by Afghanis in the shower.
It's ubiquitous. And the problem, the bigger problem right now, is there's no schism anymore. The butches and the femmes are unified. And so there is no internecine conflict going on that would weaken them. They are fully unified. And
it speaks to the issue here, just because we only got a couple minutes left, but the issue here is when we think about, would our military turn on the civilian population? A military with no morals, which is what yeah. we're talking about, is a military that would have no issue with coming against the civilian population.
It was Bush's defense secretary, Robert Gates, that was the one that left, that orchestrated the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, and then went over onto the board of the Boy Scouts of America and did the same thing there.
Yeah.
So this isn't even start with the Clinton. This goes to the back to the Bushes.
Sure.
The Bushes were doing this even before the Clintons were doing it. And so there has been a homosexualization of the entire culture, including the military, and now, because the federal government is under the control of the cultural Marxists, they're using their ability to force the agenda through the military, because the people in the military have the least amount of rights, right, relative to the citizenry.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they are still trying to force the vaccines on them.
Absolutely.
And they've been guinea pigs all along, going all the way back. You know, there's one argument that says that the so-called Spanish flu was actually equine pulmonary emphysema that was actually in the from horse blood that Rockefeller was developing vaccines from.
Right.
That was injected into the soldiers because they couldn't say no, and then it spread all over the whole world from the soldiers who had got this disease because it bypassed their own immune system. You know, just the point being that,
right.
that the military is subject to a much higher degree of control over their bodies and their lives than anybody else. And so now they're sort of the point of the spear in guinea pigs, in America, and an example of what's coming for everybody else.
Oh, and the social experiments, all of that is all relative. You can look at, because it was the UCMJ was the gold standard of moral conduct and moral yeah. and righteous discipline.
Even today, I think adultery is still illegal under the military law.
Under UCMJ, yeah.
But they...
Not enforced.
Right, but they repealed, Congress repealed the law against sodomy and bestiality. In order to be able to repeal Don't Ask, Don't Tell, they had to do that first. Otherwise, the law would have contradicted the change in policy. So, because sodomy and bestiality are those laws go all the way back to Leviticus 18, 22,
right.
and 23.
Well, and Scalia wrote in the Lawrence decision, he said, "This is where you're taking America. Understand."
Yeah.
Where you're going when you pull this, once you've opened the floodgate by repealing Lawrence, this is where you're headed.
And Lawrence, that yeah. was the sodomy, that was the sodomy
right,
case.
Right, exactly.
And immediately after Lawrence, I mean, my law partner and I were the only attorneys in the country.
We got 10 seconds, get it in.
Okay. That asked the court not to take that case.
Yeah. Well, and there you go. Scott Lively. Not our last time together, by the way. We'll be doing this again. We got a lot to talk about. I appreciate you, Scott. Thanks for being with me. Dr. Judy Mikovits joins me on the other side. Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.